granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the old fellow's received a short, ominous answer to the letter Abner wrote to the post office box number in Kansas City. There was no name signed to the note. In its place was a copy of the coat of arms found in the baby's locket. The note told Lum and Abner to guard the baby well and to wait for further communications, and informed them that the writer was trying to restore the baby to his rightful position. From this, the old fellows concluded that their foundling boy was the rightful but abandoned heir to some kingdom. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot 'em Down store and library. Abner has just entered. Listen.
Yeah, morning, Lum.
Huh? Oh, morning, Abner. Never seen you coming.
Well, what in the world have you got your lodge robe on for, Lum?
Nothing. Just practicing up some lodge rituals for the regular meeting next week.
Oh? Well, what do you need to practice for? You know all that by heart. Been saying it at the meeting for years. Facts is, you're always bragging about never forgetting a word of it.
I know, but I've made a few changes in it, I think. I want to be sure I've learned them good.
You made changes in the lodge?
Here, unbutton them buttons in the back so I can get this thing off.
Oh, yeah, sure, I'll help you. I bet you're smothering that thing today. Yeah, let me get them for you.
There
you know, Lum, I'm sort of worried about little Charlie Abner.
Little who? What did I tell you we was going to call him from now on?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. His Majesty the King, I'm sort of worried about him.
What are you worried about? That fella in Kansas City that sent us the letter?
No, I'm just worrying about whether that baby's very smart or not, Lum.
What do you mean by that?
Well, last night over at the place, why, me and Elizabeth and little Pearl was trying to learn him how to say some words. And he never learned how to say none of them.
Well, he's too little for that, Abner.
Well, now, Elizabeth says he's old enough to where he ought to start talking little.
Oh, no, he ain't.
Well, Elizabeth says he is. So I told little Pearl to keep trying to learn him stuff today.
Well, he won't learn that away. You can't force them things on young'uns.
Well, no, maybe not. No.
He's ready. He'll start talking.
Well, I just figure that if he's actually a king of some country, why, he ought to be smarter than a generality of young'uns. Kings is awful smart, ain't he?
Well, yeah, but not when they're still babies. That's just when they get growed up.
Oh.
And that's the reason we got to run the baby's kingdom for him for a few years.
Yeah. Well, I just wish he'd hurry up and learn how to talk. Then he could tell us what country he's supposed to be king of and save us all the trouble of having to find out for ourselves. I asked him last night, but he wouldn't say a word.
Well, of course not. He wouldn't know. He's just a baby, Abner.
Yeah.
Don't worry, we'll find out. I'm going to take that locket with the coat of arms on it over to Miss Frederick's.
Oh, over the school, Mar?
Yeah, I figure she can look it up in some of them geography books and see if she can find out what country that insignia belongs to.
Yeah. Well, I don't see why we just don't write that feller in Kansas City again. He can tell us what it is right off.
No, I don't trust him, Abner.
You don't, huh?
No, I don't know why, but he might be mixed up with them fellers that's trying to get the baby's kingdom away from him.
Huh?
We're going to do this by ourselves.
Yeah, well, I reckon you're right. I just figured Well, for the land's sake.
What's the matter?
What's all them packing boxes doing piled up in the corner that-a-way?
What packing boxes? I don't see none.
Why, them right over here around this way, Lum. Back there, that corner.
Oh.
Look there. Your rocking chair sitting right up on top of them. See there?
I reckon how that could have got up there.
And look how them boxes is fixed. They make steps leading right up to the chair. That dog is telling me something funny going on around here, you know what?
Funny?
Yeah, I better call up Uncle Henry Lunsford, the town marshal.
No, Abner, don't call him.
Yes, I am. It's that Kansas City fellers did this.
Abner,
long.
Get away from that phone. I put them boxes up there myself.
You did?
Yeah. I thought I could get them back out in the feed room before you come in this morning, but I never. Getting down here early.
Well, what in the world's the idea of coming in here and stacking boxes up like that, Furlong?
Oh, I was just doing some practicing.
Practicing?
Yeah.
What for? Are you going to be a strong man in a circus or something?
No, I was just trying to fix up something that looked like one of them thrones that kings sets on in their castles.
Oh.
Takes a lot of practice to learn how to climb up on one of them thrones and get set down good without getting yourself all twisted up in them long robes that kings always wear.
Long robes?
Yeah.
Oh, is that what you wearing your lodge robe for?
Yeah, but don't let me catch you telling nobody about this. You sure now?
No, I won't tell it. Cross my heart. Doggies, I'd left this all you. Did you climb clean up there and sit in your rocking chair?
Yes, I did. And get that smile off your face.
Let's see you do it again, Long.
No, I ain't gonna do it.
Oh, now, come on. Now, put your robe on. Let's see how you do it. Come on.
I ain't gonna do it. I weren't. I wish you'd stop grinning that away. Ain't no grinning matter. It's important.
Yeah.
I gotta learn all these things so as I'll know exactly how to act whenever we get to that kingdom.
Oh.
Don't want the barons and the nobles and the dukes and all them laughing at me.
Yeah, well, here, though, Long. What are you doing practicing getting up on the throne that way? You ain't gonna be the king. The baby's a king.
I know it, but we're aiming on running the kingdom for him till he gets old enough to handle it himself, ain't we?
Well, yeah.
Somebody's got to take his place. So I've decided to do my duty and volunteer to become the assistant king.
Assistant king?
Yeah. His Majesty, Prince Count Edwards, Esquire, Assistant King.
Huh?
And I'll have to have some awful big cards printed. Get all that on them, won't
I? Yeah, well, here, Long, why can't I be the assistant king?
Because I've already appointed you a duke.
Huh?
You can't hold two offices in a kingdom, I don't think.
Well, you got a whole bunch of them there.
Well, that's different.
What's different about it?
Well, it's a matter of
how?
Well, it has something to do with... Thank goodness that's our ring. Answer that, Abner.
Yeah, well, tell me what the difference is, Long.
Abner, I told you to answer the phone.
All right. I still won't go see why I can't have an office though besides Duke. Hello. Jotham down, Storm Library. Duke Peabody doing the talking. Oh, hello, Pearl. He ain't, huh? Well, just keep trying. He ought to learn at least one word today. Yeah, well, don't give up, honey. Just keep trying. Yeah, goodbye. See there, Lum, it's just like I told you, that baby just won't learn nothing.
Oh, for goodness sakes, I told you to stop worrying about that, Abner. He'll pick all that up when he starts to school.
Yeah, well, they ought to start learning before that, though, Lum. Facts it. Doggies, wait a minute.
Now what?
Here, you never explain to me why you can be assistant king and I can't, Lum.
Well, that takes too long to explain that, Abner. Besides, you wouldn't understand it. It's awful deep stuff.
Well, how do you know if you can get to be the assistant king?
Oh, I ain't worried about that. I'll just pint myself, that's all.
Well, what if the people in that country don't want you for the job, though?
Oh, they'll want me all right. I'll be a hero to them.
A hero?
Why, sure. I'll be the one that brings back their lost baby kingdom. I'll be the one that gets shut of them snakes in the weeds that's trying to get the kingdom away from him.
Huh?
Oh, they'll love and admire me more than every one fellow that is in the whole country.
They will, huh?
Why, sure, more likely to have a big parade for me.
Parade?
Oh, a big one. Run for blocks and blocks, right past every palace and castle in the whole country.
Well?
I stood in about it this morning. I can see them now, carrying me on their shoulders, people shouting and cheering.
Huh.
Folks tearing up telephone books in little pieces and throwing them at me out of their castle windows. Granny said, well, that's going to be the biggest celebration you ever seen in your life.
Uh-huh.
Then right the next day after I become known as a public hero, I'll get everybody in the kingdom on the party line public announcement.
Huh.
I'll tell them I'm willing to give up working at the Jotham Down store to become assistant king. Natural, they'll take me up on it.
Are you sure they will?
Well, sure. Fact is, they're more likely to get up another celebration for me when I take up my new office.
Another celebration?
Why, sure. Granny, them celebrations are going to wear me to a frazzle. I can see that already. I might have to cut on down on them a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah, say, Lom, I just happened to think of something here. This country now, it's a foreign country, ain't it?
Well, natural.
And the folks there then, they all talk in foreign languages, don't they?
Well, I reckon they will.
Yeah, I figured they would, because I've always heard them folks, they don't talk like we do in them foreign countries. They talk a different language, foreign language.
I know that.
Well, How will they know what you're saying then when you call them up on the party line?
Huh?
You said you're going to call them up on the party line, tell them that you'd to be king if they wanted you to be assistant king, didn't you?
Well, that's right, ain't it?
Sure, they can't understand you, didn't you pint yourself assistant king, Lum?
Never thought about that before.
Well, what are you going to do about that?
Grannies, I don't know. I'm kind of old to start learning a whole new language.
Sure.
Wouldn't know which one to learn anyway.
No. Wouldn't know till you got there, and then it'd be too late.
Yeah. I'd take up Chinese and find out it's something else.
Yeah. Maybe Grandpappy Spears can learn you a whole bunch of them languages, Mom. I know he read that book on foreign languages we got over in the library.
Yeah, but he ain't actually learned none of them. He just thinks he has.
Well, he claims he has. He's telling me. And Dogis, wait a minute.
Now, what's the matter?
Well, here, I got to make a phone call right now, Long.
Phone call?
Now, I don't know why I never thought of this before.
Wait a minute, Abner. Who you calling? Grandpappy Spears?
No, I ain't calling him.
Well, who then?
Why, I've got to call up over there and see. Hello? Pearl? Yeah, this is your papa. Yeah, well, look, honey, you might just as well give up. Yeah, just stop trying to learn the baby anything, because he can't understand a word you're saying. He's a foreigner.